The ambrosial song of the beautiful Lord Sri Krishna. Chapter 9. The King of Secrets. Raja Guya Yoga. Sri Bhagavanu Vacha. The Blessed Lord said, "To you, Arjun, who never mistrusts me, I shall now reveal the most confidential of all knowledge, which you will understand by direct realization. Knowing this, you shall be released from all the evils of material existence." Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idamuttamam Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartamavyayam. Arjun, this knowledge, which is the king of all teachings, the king of all secrets, and the supreme purifier, is understood by direct perception. Putting this knowledge into practice is righteous, simple, and pleasant, and its merit is everlasting. Ashadadhana purusha dharmas yasya parantapa aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsaravartmani. Persons without faith in this religious truth do not attain me. O Parantapa Arjun, but they are reborn on the path of continual birth and death, mrityu samsaravartmani. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina matstani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavashtitaha. This entire universe is pervaded by me in my unmanifest aspect. All living beings are situated within me, but I am not situated within them. And yet, all beings are not situated in me. Behold my mystic opulence, Arjun, by which I can manifest and sustain beings without personally dwelling within them. Just as the mighty wind, moving everywhere, is always situated in the sky, so also in that way are all living beings situated in me. Reflect upon that. O Kaunteya, all living beings enter my energy, the material nature, at the end of Brahma's day. And again, I send them forth at the beginning of Brahma's new day. Resting upon my own material energy, again and again, I send forth the entire multitude of living beings who are powerless before the power of material nature. And these activities do not bind me, O Dhananjaya. I sit neutrally, unattached to these affairs. Ayadyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetanana konteya jagadviparivartate. Under my supervision, the material nature produces all things, both moving and unmoving. It is for this reason, Konteya, that all the three worlds revolve. Avajananti mamudha manushim taramashritam parambhavam ajananto Mama Bhuta Maheshwaram. Deluded persons disrespect me when I assume a form with human features, not knowing my higher nature as the great Lord of all beings. Futile indeed are all of the hopes, knowledge, and activities of such persons. Bereft of good sense, they adopt the confused nature of the fiendish and demoniac. Matmanastumam partha daivim prakritim ashrita. Mahatmanastumam partha daivim prakritim ashrita. Pajantyananya manaso gyatva putaram avyayam. But the great souls take shelter of the divine spiritual nature and worship me with single-minded devotion, knowing me to be the imperishable origin of all living beings. Satatam kirtiyanto mam yatantascha dridavrata namasyantas chamam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Ever singing and celebrating my glories, striving with firm vows and offering veneration and devotional worship unto me, such souls are perpetually connected to me by their love. Others perform the sacrifice of cultivating divine wisdom, and they worship me as the one variously manifested in the many. The singular Brahman facing all directions. Arjun, I am the ritual activity ordained by the Vedas, the act of sacrifice itself, and the offering made to the departed ancestors in the performance of such rites. I am the medicinal herb and the sacred mantra. And it is I alone who am the sacrificial butter, the pouring of the oblation, and the fire into which the butter is poured. I am the father of this universe, Lord Shiva, the divine mother, Goddess Bhagavati, the sustainer, Lord Vishnu, and the grandfather, Lord Brahma, Pitaham Asya Jagato Matadatta Pitamaha. I am the goal of knowledge, Vedyam, the purifying sacred syllable Om, Vedyam Pavitram Omkara. And of course, I am the Rig, Sama, and Yajurvedas as well. I am the goal, the maintainer, the Lord, the witness, the abode, the refuge, the friend, the origin, the dissolution, and the foundational support of everything in existence. I am the treasure house of the heart. Nidanam bijamavyayam, and the imperishable seed within it. It is I who provide heat, and I who either send forth the rains or withhold them. O Arjun, I am both immortality and death, the real and the dreamlike. Those who know the Vedas, who drink the elixir of Soma, purified of all evils, worship me with sacrificial rituals, aspiring for entrance into heaven. They attain the holy realm of King Indra, and there, in the subtle astral plane, they enjoy the pleasures of the celestials. Having enjoyed the vast celestial domain, they re-enter the mortal world when the rewards of their virtue are exhausted. In this way, those who follow the religious injunctions of the Vedas with a desire for sense objects simply obtain that which comes and goes. Ananyas chintiyanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nitya byuktanam yogakshemam vaham yaham. But to those persons who focus their every thought upon me with singular attention, ever steadfast in their worship of me, I provide and protect all of their life's necessities. Even those who devotedly worship others, by worshiping the celestials with great faith, they are also worshiping only me, though by incorrect methods. I am truly the only enjoyer and Lord of all sacrifices. But those who worship the celestials without recognizing this truth about me fall back to earth after attaining the astral abode of their chosen deity. Yanti deva vrata devan pitrin yanti pitri vrataha bhutani yanti bhutejya yanti madhyajino pimam. Devotees of the celestials go to the celestials. Worshippers of departed ancestors go to their ancestors. Those who worship the elemental spirits go to the elemental spirits. And those who are devoted to me will surely come to me. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti paritam ashnami prayatatmanaha. If one offers me with devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I accept such an offering of love from that sincere soul. Yat karoshi yirashnasi yajjuhoshi tadasi yat yat tapasyasi konteya tadgur tadkurushva madarpanam. O Konteya, every activity that you perform, whether it be eating, making a sacrificial offering, giving charity, or undergoing some type of austerity, do all of these as an offering to me. Thus, you will always remain free from the bondage which would otherwise be produced by the after effects of auspicious and inauspicious actions. Being united with me through this type of renunciation, you shall be delivered and come to me after departing from this world. Samoham sarvabhuteshu na me dvesho stina priyaha ye pajanti tumam bhaktya mayite te shuchapyaham. Arjun, I am of equal and impartial disposition toward all living beings. There is no one hated by me, nor is anyone especially favored by me, but those who worship me with loving devotion dwell always in my heart, and I also dwell in theirs. Apichet sudarat charo bhajante mam ananyabhak sadureva samantavya samyag vyavasito hisa. Even if one has performed extremely evil deeds, if he truly becomes rightly resolved and worships me with sincere exclusive devotion, then he is to be considered saintly. Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashwa chantim nigacchati konteya pratijanihi na me bhakta pranashyati. He quickly becomes a virtuous soul and attains everlasting peace. Be assured that one who is devoted to me is never lost. Mami partavya pashritya yepi shu papayonaya striyo vaishyas tata shudras tepi yanti paramgatim. All those who take refuge in me, Arjun, whether man or woman, be they merchants, farmers, laborers, or domestic assistants, even if they come from a wicked or low-class family, all of them can go to the supreme destination. And what to speak of the holy priests, teachers, and wise religious kings, having come to this impermanent, joyless world, devote yourself to me. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi yuktvevam atmamam matparayanam. Keep your mind always absorbed in thoughts of me, Arjun. Adore me and offer me your whole heart along with your obeisances and worship. Having thus united yourself with me, intent upon me as your supreme goal, you will surely come to me. Thus ends the 9th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, entitled The King of All Secrets.